battle has been set. We have our two teams who have punched their tickets to New Orleans, the Caesars Superdome, and Super Bowl 59. And the logo is still god-awful ugly. Sorry. What were we talking about here?
We have a rematch.
Yes, we do.
Of what?
We will talk about of what? Here on the BS Big Show, 5-1 Studios' football podcast of record, alongside my bald brother from a Brooklyn mother, Jason Block.
Yes, sir.
I am Jason's bald brother from a Panamanian mother, Chico Alexander.
The bald brothers, yes. And we actually have our sound guy from New Jersey, VRM. How's running going?
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
Had a bit of a scare, but I'd like to get with my ankle. I'm seeing physio right now, but they're saying that, hey, just as long as it doesn't aggravate it too much, keep going. By the way.
Bullshit.
That's the wrong one. Sorry. That was supposed to be the Cody one. There it is.
This right here is bullshit.
Josh Allen got that first down. Fight me.
Well, no, he did get the first down. Doesn't mean it was red ball, though.
No, he may have already gotten it, and it may not have made that big of a difference in the long scheme of things. We will talk about that. But first, we have to introduce our fourth street hottie, a man who is in Florida right now saying hello to a princess.
Yes, he's on his yearly Disney vacation. Yes. Ian, how's Florida?
Well, Florida is a whole lot warmer, and I get to meet up with a couple of mice and a couple of ducks and some princesses and various other eclectic characters. Greetings from the Sunshine State. Good evening, everyone. And, well,
I just have one question, Ian.
Yes.
Have you run into a stormtrooper yet?
Not quite yet, but I just might.
Darn it.
By the way, if you go to Epcot, which I know you do, okay, mm-hmm. and you go to the British section, and you know the toy store in the British section.
I've heard
okay,
of it.
Here's what, okay, there's a, here's a little Disney secret for you, taught to me by a very, very good friend of mine. You actually have to go to a cast member and whisper that you want to see Christopher Robin's room. You can't say it out loud. Okay. They, when you do that, they will escort you to a secret room in the toy store that is Christopher Robin's room. Just trust me on this one. You will love it.
Sounds like something to consider. In fact, I'm actually close to Epcot Center and Hollywood Studios. I'm staying at the swan portion of the Swan and Dolphin as we speak.
Whoa! Excuse me!
That is really ritzy.
That is a
Yes, indeed.
All right. But we need to talk about conference championships, and we need to start first. Lincoln Financial Field. Where the number 6 Washington Commanders, the Cinderella story, speaking of Disney, go into to go against Jalen Hurst, Saquon Barkley, and the Philadelphia Eagles. And
this can be summed up in 2 sentences. Sentence 1. The Commanders took their opening drive a very long time, burned over 7 minutes, and got a field goal. Sentence 2. Saquon Barkley runs for a 60-yard touchdown on his first touch of the ball on the first play of the Eagles' drive.
And he's not done yet!
End of thread.
Yeah, end of thread. And here's the crazy thing, okay? Here's the crazy thing. So Washington turned the ball over 3 times. They lost the ball 3 times. They actually lost the ball 4 times because Jaden Daniels went 29 of 48, 255, one touch, one interception, three sacks. Jaden did run in for a touchdown, but the only laser of the championship, that hurt.
Laser time, boys!
He had a monster game, 11 of 16, but Terry McLaurin was the only one who had the touchdown ball. Watch this.
Jalen Hurts, little D brace never hurt nobody. 20-28 for 246. One touch, no pick.
Nope.
Two sacks.
But the air stuff, it doesn't matter. The air stuff doesn't matter.
You know why? Because Saquon's got a Saquon.
Not just Saquon got Saquon.
Not so fast, Eager McBeaver. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Saquon Barkley. Gonna Saquon. He started off with his 60-yard dash to the end zone. That's okay. He had two more rushing touchdowns. But, however, Jalen Hurts, not to be outdone, had 16 yards for three touchdowns his own damn self.
Panda, tush push.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute because the tush push had a very interesting effect.
There's an interesting little thing at the goal line where Washington, first and inches, and Washington was like, gotta stop committing these stupid penalties. You're gonna push the football.
There was first and four penalty. Tush push. Tush push. Full stop. There was one guy who went twice in a row. He tried to be Superman that shit, and it didn't work.
No. Can't do it.
So here's the thing. So, the Philadelphia rushing game, 36 carries, 229, and 7 touchdowns. Okay?
By the way, the 7th touchdown belongs to Will Shipley.
Called. Who this guy be?
And A.J. Brown had the receiving touchdown, 6 of 8 for 96. Now, VRM, I know you hate the Eagles, but I have to ask you this. Do you think the Commanders, was the game too big for them at this point in their rebirth?
Yeah, I think the problem was they couldn't deal with the Commanders' secondary at full strength, number one. And number two, there's no answer for Saquon. There is no answer for Saquon.
Right.
Absolutely no answer for Saquon.
Okay. And because you couldn't make the connections to Scary Terry, that who was held
3-7, and they were double teaming him all game. They were on him.
They were also
pressuring Jaden Daniels. He did not have a comfortable rhythm all game. Philadelphia just absolutely outclassed the Commanders. That being said, let's go here. The Commanders had a Cinderella season, and I got to ask you, even with the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, the Commanders are one of the top teams in the NFC next year, aren't they?
I have to think so. I mean, they got, it's like you said a couple weeks ago, the Commanders are a year or two early. They were supposed to be rebuilding. They're supposed to be structuring their team around Jaden Daniels. But here's the thing. Jaden Daniels already has a team structured around him. He made that team work for him. And as a result, they got one game away. You can tell Elizabeth I said this. They were one game away from going to the Super Bowl, and you can't drive them for that. You can't.
Ian, your thoughts on the Commander season?
Well, it was a magical season which came out of nowhere, basically kind of like the Houston Texans of the previous season, except the Commanders managed to get one more playoff win before bowing out themselves. And who knows if it's a stepping stone toward a new contender or just a flash in the pan. Well, we'll find out what the offseason has in store. By the way, the final score was 55-23. Third time in 8 years the Eagles have gone to the Super Bowl, and they were all in the NFC Championship games at home, and they were all blowouts too. They blew out
and by the way, at least your song actually spelled the Eagles correctly, unlike the mayor of Philadelphia.
Oh boy.
Yes, and the previous championship games that were blowouts too. They blew out the Vikings. Paul Allen had no chance of calling Super Bowl.
Paul Allen, everybody.
And then of course the 49ers, they were without Brock Purdy.
You remember that game? That was the worst. That was painful to watch. Handoff.
Yes, and I was and I just so happened to be in Central Florida then as well. I had just arrived in there. I was staying in Kissimmee that particular week, and then the following week I did the BS Big Show from the Pop Century.
You
mentioned 55 points there, Ian. That is a record for championship games. Did you know that?
It is. I believe 55 is the record for the Super Bowl, I believe. That was with
the Niners.
49ers against, I forget.
49ers Broncos, I believe it was.
Yeah, 55-10, I still remember
growing up. Meyer Elementary School, Fort Huachuca, Arizona. Everybody was cheering on the 49ers. Myself included. So when we came back, and all we could talk about was that 55-10 blowout.
So, who will the Eagles play? Will it be a new matchup against the Buffalo Bills? Or will it be a repeat against these people?
Are you ready for it?
Well, why is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know.
I missed that. Okay, all right. Stop me if you've heard this one. Josh Allen rolls out to the right, meets two defenders waiting for him. And then Josh Allen rolls out to the right, meets two defenders waiting for him. And then later on in the game, Josh Allen rolls out to the right and meets two defenders waiting for him. And then he goes for two, rolls out to the right. Three guesses.
Yeah, I know. VLM, there were some bad coaching decisions by the Bills. Seriously bad. Because, look, the Bills should have won this game. But what happened was is that they relied too much on the center runs on the, you know, the tush push. They relied on the tush push and got it wrong. They should have been handing it off to James Cook. They should have been throwing short passes to Shakir. And by the way, the Kansas City played the best game of the season, mind you. They played a spectacular game. They really did. Okay. It was a balanced attack between offense and defense, and yes, they did get away with that call. It should have been a first down. That being said, here we go, and I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm going to say it for the room in the for everyone in the back. Okay, the NFL does not want to rig their entire business just to have a free pick. So by your saying this, you're saying they want to rip a $1 trillion business almost?
It's a the NFL is a $1 trillion business. The NFL is a license to print money.
Yeah, for reference, to get you that, in 2023, the NFL revenue of all 32 teams totaled $20.24 billion.
Yeah, so it's a $20 billion.
And the league and sponsors generated an additional $1.88 on top of that.
So $22 billion, right? Okay, with a bid, right?
With a bid.
So you're telling me that the refs, the players, the coaches are all in on it just to get Patrick Mahomes a third straight Super Bowl win? Fuck you. I remember, and I am old enough to remember, some guy named Tom Brady. He gets all the calls. You can't touch him. You blow on him. It's a 15-yard penalty. They want Belichick and Brady to get more than anybody else. Does anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Yep. I remember the memes that came afterwards. We have somebody gently laying somebody down on the ground with a pillow on their head. Instant flag.
Right, instant flag. Okay, this has been going on for at least the past 25 years and maybe more. Okay? So I am telling you this. Is there rep ball in the NFL? Absolutely. We've seen it all times. I remember I got my panties in a twist during the Saints-Minnesota game. Remember when they didn't call that stupid penalty? Okay? Yeah. Okay? Yep. So I'm not saying that I am not vulnerable to being in that way. But to see the social media and journalistic pile-on, you know, I mean, so let's just say this, right? Let's say Kansas City wins. Does that three-peat get tainted to some people? Yes, because they believe, oh, their refs got it. They want Taylor Swift there. Oh, my, you know.
Please, you know, that's more shit than I needed to hear.
I mean, come on, people. Kansas City is having one of their best seasons ever. Oh, excuse me. BRM. Lucky season, mind you.
Very lucky from the beginning.
But now they're doing what, according to Nick Wright, says they do every year. They fire on all cylinders and get to what they need to get to, which is the Super Bowl. But here we go. Josh Allen, 22-34, 237, 2 touches, no picks, 2 sacks. James Cook ran in for 2. He was great. Matt Hollins caught a touchdown. Right, and Curtis Samuel caught a touchdown. Mahomes wasn't that great. 18-26, 245, 1 touch, 2 sacks. But Mahomes ran in for 2. Kareem Hunt ran in for 1. But this is, VRM, this is what they do. It's like, oh, Kelce had a great game last week. You know what? We'll throw it to this guy all the time.
Yeah, and Buffalo is crying about that draft.
Oh, the trade?
Yep.
Well,
oh,
you know.
No. Anyway.
Right, exactly. So, 6-7. Mahomes lost 1 fumble. Believe it or not, Buffalo recovered 5 fumbles. Okay. 3 by Josh Allen, by the way. Okay. And Kansas City fumbled 1. The fact that Buffalo didn't win, to me, I watched this game, and it just seemed to me there were bad coaching decisions. I blame this on Josh McDaniel. How many times, Ian, were you going to run up the middle? How many times
Sean McDermott?
Sean McDermott. Yeah, Sean McDermott. I'm sorry.
We'll get
to
Josh McDaniels in a bit.
There are plenty of reasons to hate Josh McDaniels. This is not one of them.
No, but I'm talking about just the lack of variety of the short game. You know?
Well, the Chiefs defense pretty much figured it out. Hey, they're gonna run up the middle, so let's try to stuff them, and they dropped the rocks on them.
Mm-hmm. It just seems to me that I am really, it just really, to me, we're going to have an interesting Super Bowl. I know VRM isn't going to watch. I understand why. I know my sister isn't going to watch. I understand why. Because of the fucking dirty-ass Eagles. But we get a rematch of 2 years ago. Chiefs-Eagles. But we will talk about what we think about that matchup in a second. But we need to do a little quick heroes and
Saquon.
Yep. Saquon is. Yep. That's my. What team is Philly to?
Yep.
I'll give it that. I mean, I think Kansas City wasn't heroic, but man, did Philly do their thing. Now, yes, quickly reverse it.
Saquon, the Eagles and the Chiefs defense and.
Hero.
My
zero player is Frankie Louvu, who committed three penalties, including two of the goal line encroachments. And the Commanders and Bills can share the zero, but the Commanders have the zero unit with their defense. And I also got to give a zero to the Chiefs, haters, and the Bills for the reasons that you mentioned, Jay. If they went in red ball, then it didn't snow along the Gulf Coast last week. Blah, blah, blah. You guys need to cool it. Especially, they didn't make these calls on purpose. And don't get me started on those memes. They're saying that the officials are in league with the Chiefs. They're like among the worst memes out there, but rain memes are still worse. But that's another topic for another day.
Chico?
I have to agree with Ian on all accounts. Commanders for zeros for their many, many, many penalties, giving the Eagles every opportunity in the world to win the game. Can't give it to the Bills because at least they stayed in the game. I mean, yes, some shenanigans.
I actually can give it to the Eagles, specifically the coaching staff, for not having enough of a variety of plays to go against the defense. The Bills should have won this game. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely on the Bills coaching. Definitely the Bills coaching. There is another team I want to give the zero to who was not playing and whose misery brings me very great joy.
Oh?
Why would you hire him as your head coach? Jerry Jones, you are a fucking moron.
Hey, I'll do even one better. He didn't break the news until the Friday night before championship weekend. He could have owned the media on Monday morning with the Brian Schottenheimer fire. With the Brian Schottenheimer hire. Instead, we get that.
But yes, Cowboys misery brings me joy.
Now, I was looking. I don't find power rankings. Do you have them?
I don't have any power rankings either. We're just going to move on.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah, here's another zero. Liam Coam.
Oh, this was dumb. This was dumb.
Liam Coam told the Bucks that he was staying on. Then Tony Khan stopped playing with his wrestling figures for 5 seconds and said, "Everybody hates our GM. He's gone." Liam Coam, 5 seconds later, brr. Hey, hello. Hey, Tony. I want the job after all. And he goes.
What?
I know, that's just...
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
It's like what make up your mind. It still makes no sense to me that you agree to stay on the job. Then the reason it's like, okay, dating myself here, and thank you, Steve Dangle, for this one. Eric Lindros.
I remember them.
Is that a Rangers coach?
No. Eric Lindros was the number one overall pick of the 1992 NHL. It was 92 or 91. I forget which one. But
I know who Eric Lindros is. He's a Hall of Famer, ain't he? Or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, yeah. If he's not, he should be. But he was the number one overall pick for the Quebec Nordiques. Problem was, he didn't want to play for the owner of said Quebec Nordiques. And they had to make this crazy trade that sent Lindros to the Flyers.
I have an even more recent one, VRM.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning. Wasn't he drafted by the San Diego Chargers? They didn't want to play for him. And the Giants had to make a trade for him?
Yeah. Yeah, and I believe that trade was for Mr. Rivers, was it not? Was it not?
I think so.
Yes, it was.
I think so. Let me just double check that, because can you imagine Philip Rivers on the Giants? Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was he was traded Eli for Philip Rivers.
That was that's right. 24 NFL draft. Okay. Wow. And it was the fourth overall pick. Right. Insane. So yes, this is not without precedent, but still. Okay.
Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's talk about some better coaching news.
Well, okay, so Pete Carroll's, I think, Medicare ran out. He's playing a Vegas.
This is yo. This is not a political podcast.
I was about to say, keep that. Let's keep that topic out. But still, Pete Carroll. Yeah,
Pete Carroll. He retires, heads to Vegas. Actually, he probably headed to Vegas and then unretired. Anyway, the bottom line is Pete Carroll is coaching Vegas next year.
You know what? I think he can do it. I think he'll be okay. However, Aaron Glenn, not so much.
Oh boy.
And Brian Schottenheimer, what the actual retail fuck was that? Choice? You know,
I got nothing. I mean, it's like I said, the news broke Friday night. You know why you break news on Friday night?
By the way, no matter what section of the newspaper, be it political, sports, if you want no attention on this, you drop it Friday night.
Bingo.
Okay. Right, VRM? No matter if you,
because everyone's drunk. Everyone's literally no one is paying attention on a Friday night to anything. There's a reason why it was traditionally called the Friday night death slot.
The Friday night news dump.
Mm-hmm.
And to add further insult to injury, the Cowboys adding to their coaching staff defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. Girl,
the Cowboys' misery is the only thing that is bringing me joy right now in football.
Well, I will say, though, in a cool piece of news, Chuck Pagano is with the Ravens, too.
Nice.
I don't know, he's been battling cancer, I believe.
He has.
And he is now a senior secondary coach. Okay? And you know what? Good for them. Good. I hope he does well with them. And by the way, secondary is not the problem with, you should have handed the ball off to Derrick Henry more than 16 times. Right, Leon? We wanted you so bad last
week. Is why you signed Derrick Henry!
Because I actually did research. Did you know that every time you handed it off more than 20 times, the Ravens were like 11-0? Did you notice that? And the fact is that the Ravens forgot what they got them to the dance. That's the thing, and that's just the scary part. But, little Super Bowl 59 halftime show, as you know, Kendrick Lamar is going to do the halftime show, and his tour mate, SZA, is going to be part of the show. Don't be surprised to see a couple of West Coast rappers go join him, too, as well. He's going to promote he's probably going to sing stuff like Humble,
I would love him to sing Humble.
Okay. But
and we know who's singing the national anthem. I don't think they're singing it. I think he's going to be performing it. John Baptiste.
Ah, okay.
He will perform the national anthem. And Lauren Daigle and Trombone Shorty, two of my favorites, I should say, will perform America the Beautiful.
There we go. And the one time we saw everything. It was amazing. And like I said, I would love to get back there. So New Orleans, and here's a segue, is the host this year. Just before we go into the story, we know Super Bowl locations for the next few of them. I want to segue into this. Just give me a moment here. Of course, my computer becomes slow. So if anyone could pull that up.
Bowl locations for the next
Super Bowls.
Okay.
Yep, I will have that.
Got it right here. Yep. Courtesy of Fox Sports.
Okay.
Super Bowl 60, which is February 2026, will take place at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara.
Okay.
61 will take place in 2027 at the NFL's home base at SoFi. And Super Bowl 62 will take place in 2028 at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Now, speaking of the Mercedes Stadium in Atlanta, that's where this year's national championship happened, where Ohio State beat the absolute crap out of Notre Dame. But we have locations for the next three definitively, and the next three after possibly. Okay.
Next two definitive.
Right. Yes. Next two definitive. Next three possibly. Okay.
Yeah.
So next year's national championship game will be held at Hard Rock in Miami. The year after that, in 2027, will be in the home of WrestleMania and Las Vegas Raiders of the Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas. Now, these are the rumored locations for 2028, 29, 29, and 2030. Mercedes-Benz Superdome, Raymond James Stadium, Superdome in Atlanta, excuse me, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, and Hard Rock back in Miami in the rotation. So, there you go.
It must be whoever posted this must have gotten, oh, wait, that's actually Caesars now for the Superdome.
Yes, exactly. It is a Caesars Superdome, correct. Yes, it's a Caesars Superdome.
Am I going to get it with my Caesars reward card?
You could. Okay. You never know. But since we will not be back till the live cast of the big game February 9th, we got to predict it. Super Bowl 59 on Fox with Tom Brady and what's his face? What's the other guy?
Kevin Burkhardt.
On the
Greg Olsen getting robbed and jobbed.
Yes, indeed. Kansas City Chiefs at Philadelphia. It's a Philadelphia home game. Kansas City is favored by 1.5. The over-under is 49. Can you be unbiased? Because I have a very interesting stat to start this off. I'm not doing my prediction yet, okay? With this game, Saquon Barkley will be playing the Chiefs for the very first time. He has never played against them. Will that be a factor? I don't know. Who wants to go first?
I want to say cry, Eagles, cry. But I also don't want the three-peat to happen. I'm rooting for the Meteor. As is everybody in Tom Grossi's chat that wasn't a Kansas City or Philadelphia fan during his video tonight.
Yes, I understand that. But you have to be a semi-unbiased journalist. You can be a fan, okay? You can be a fan. But, you know.
Is it really being unbiased if I say I want both to lose?
Well, yes.
Deciding not to decide is a decision, Jay.
That is true. Not to decide is a decision.
I think Saquon is an X factor that Kansas City is not ready for. I am going to take the Eagle.
Eagles plus 1.5.
Yeah.
And the over.
Now
here's the interesting thing, okay? You're absolutely right. Because the last time let's go back here, okay? Because this would be Super Bowl 57, right?
Right, yes.
Let's see who the running backs were in that game, 38-35. Okay?
Yep. Leading rusher was, Jalen Hurts. 15 carries, 70 yards, 3 touchdowns. Next up on that list, Kenneth Gainwell, 7 carries, 21 yards.
Okay. Now, here's the factor here. You have and unbiased here. You have a very happy Saquon Barkley. A very hungry Saquon Barkley. Who wants to, you know what I'm going to say. Who wants to give a big double bird F you to the Giants organization by running for like 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, right? And I believe that X factor is going to be the difference. I think it's going to be very close. But I take Philly and the 1.5. But I think it's going to be a last-second field goal, and yes, it's going to be an over.
Okay. Ready for an interesting stat?
Go for it.
Going back through this whole season and looking at his game log, Saquon Barkley has only failed to put up 100 plus 5 times, including the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those were losses, Atlanta and Tampa Bay. One was Cleveland, which they didn't do too well against Cleveland, but they still won that game. One was Dallas, where he didn't have to do anything, and one was Pittsburgh, where he didn't have to do anything.
So what are you saying?
Learn the lesson that the Ravens failed to. Give Saquon the ball.
What? 25 and over 20 times, right?
Yes. Actually, even this week he didn't have to carry. He only carried it 15 times, but he has not touched the ball less than 10 times in a single game.
Right. But here is the interesting thing, VRM. I want you to pull up the statistic for me if you can.
Okay.
I want you to talk about the rush defense of Kansas City over the last 5 games. Rush defense. How many yards
rush
did they allow?
Rush defense over the last standby. It's going to take a second. Okay.
Go for it.
Game. I need game log. Schedule. Actually, with the under stats. Team stats. Over our last 5 games. Okay. Live research. This is gonna be what we need.
Okay.
Over the last 5 games, so we need Pittsburgh. Oh, Denver doesn't count, so I'll use the first Houston game.
No. Do not use Denver because that game was not relevant.
Okay. So we've got. Making sure I get the right ones here. This was.
I think I've got this. Hold on.
Steelers. The Browns, Texans, Steelers, Texans, Bill. Okay. So. Over these games, let's see, against the Bills, against the Browns, 139 yards allowed. Mm-hmm. Against the Texans, 184 yards allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Steelers, Steelers have no run game to speak of, and I'm like, 200 yards allowed against the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
The divisional round against the Texans, 149 yards allowed.
Right.
And then this past week, 147 yards allowed.
Right. Now, okay, even with 200 yards allowed, Saquon can get more, but the thing is that I think the rush defense is not very good. Okay. And Saquon's a different sort of cat. They've never seen him before. But we need to move on for a second. Ian, what do you think?
Well, I think Saquon is going to get a lot of mileage. And I said it before, and I'll probably say it again. Until somebody does repeat, I don't see it happening. My predicted final score, Eagles 27, Chiefs 24. And Saquon is my pick for MVP. He's my pick to announce that he is going wherever I am at this moment.
Mm-hmm. He's going to Galaxy's Edge! Yeah.
Stop that!
Okay. Let's be real here. You all have made very salient points in that Saquon Barkley continues to be the riddle that confounds and dumbfounds anybody who faces him. The Kansas City Chiefs offense right now, if I'm not mistaken, is 22nd in red zone productivity. 22nd. They're mid. They only got to where they are because they don't make big plays, they make small plays rather efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
But they have never faced this Eagles team. This is the team. This is the time. Saquon was the X Factor tying it all together. It'll be Fly Eagles Fly blaring on stereos in the Delaware Valley in 2 weeks' time. Eagles win and cover.
You know, and the thing
and,
is...
And in my yeah. final pick, in my final pick, sure to be wrong, take the over.
So we all have the Eagles. Wow. But now here's the interesting thing. Let's flip it. We all think the Eagles can win. VRM, how do the Chiefs repeat?
Alright. So again, number one is, again, you gotta contain Saquon. Because you can't stop him, you just have to contain him.
Right.
Now, number two, so remember, while we give Saquon all his praise, remember, there are these two other guys that stand out on the sides. Their names are Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown, plus this guy in the middle named Dallas Goedert.
Right.
If you can take away the receiving weapons and contain Saquon, that's half the battle. The rest of the battle is that offensive line holding tight and letting Mahomes be Mahomes. And if you can control the ball, I'm not talking about the scoring. I'm talking, and as much as I said the over, if you can control the ball, control the line of scrimmage, and kill that clock as much as you can,
mm-hmm.
and combined with all the other factors, that's how the Chiefs win. But first things first, they have to contain Saquon.
Okay, so here's how I think the Chiefs could win this game. And it's very likely. See, they always change focus on different people. You know, last week it was Worthy, or, you know, it was Worthy, right? I think they're going to focus on Kelce again because Taylor's going to be there. And I think we were going to get a healthy dose of Isaiah Pacheco. Okay? Isaiah Pacheco really hasn't had a monster game yet since he got back, right?
Right.
He needs to get that, and I think that's where the situation is with that. Okay. I really think that I think the Chiefs need to flip to a different player on their focus. Okay. I also wanna ask this question. Does winning or losing matter to the Chiefs in your opinion? Meaning, if they three-peat, would they be the greatest football team of all time?
Not really. I mean, it's like all it means if they three-peat, if the Chiefs three-peat, all it means is they managed to get to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row and win 3 years in a row. Still a lot of factors to factor in. I mean, are the 2025 or 2024 Kansas City Chiefs among the best in the league's history? They're definitely in the conversation. Definitely. But I wouldn't call them the best of all times if they three-peat. It just means they won three times in a row. That's all it means.
There are still a couple teams that I think still hold that title. As much as we give them grief now, the mid-90s Cowboys, the 80s to 90s 49ers.
The New York Sack Exchange?
No, because they never won. No, we're talking – no, look, you're talking about the Giants who beat the Patriots twice in the 8-year run.
We got to talk about the Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots dynasty. But, I mean, look, if the Chiefs win, I think this three-year run is one of the greatest in history. It has to be, because no one has ever done this before. No one. Not a one. Five teams have gotten. There's no, you know, only two teams have gotten there and lost, right? Let's just see here. Okay.
Well, while Jay's looking at that, Ian, your thoughts?
Well, the Chiefs can win by slowing down Saquon and do what they've been doing offensively the past few, and should they repeat, they certainly will rank right up there as one of the great dynasties that the NFL has seen. They're certainly the team of the 20s. There's no question about that. And certainly as good a team as we have ever seen since the Packers in the Vince Lombardi era. That was the last team to three-peat. But of course, their first championship of those three was the last season before the Super Bowl began.
Well, the last team to actually try it was the 2005 New England Patriots. They lost in the divisional round. Okay. Mahomes and the Chiefs are the only team to get this close. It's crazy. It's nuts. But we will find out if we get history or Bert, you know, on Sunday, February 9th, and Chico, of course, we invite everybody for the watch along. Yes,
everybody's invited. Yeah, everybody's invited. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your friend's mom. Everybody's invited. Put the link on the day of in the chat. Joy, you can come and go as you please. We'll be talking about the game. We'll be doing the coin flip today. We'll be doing all of that. All of that. And that is going to be February 9th as we record this. What else do we have going on in the network? VRM, you're doing the... NAWC, thank you, Brian.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will be doing our predictions. And I don't know if we're going to be doing a watch-along live, but I will say this. It's going to be a very, very interesting rumble as we head towards WrestleMania season as the road to Las Vegas. I mean, the men's Royal Rumble is stacked with, and we also have a cover athlete for WWE 2K25, and you must acknowledge him, and that is Roman Reigns. And there's a Bloodline edition and a Undertaker edition, and VRM, there's going to be underground matches, I believe a Bloodline showcase, right? And there's going to be a new commercial coming out, so we can't wait for that. Chico, you and I are going to do WLTI tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
And we are going to talk about one of the worst runways in the history.
No bueno. NG, no good. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the premiere of The Flip-Off on HGTV. We've got all of the Jeopardy, some more Hollywood Squares, Price is Right, Deal or No Deal Island, and We Kill the Toilet. So that's something to look forward to. Ian, you're down to one more Pigskin Post, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, let's see. How many have we got? One, two, three, four Pigskin Posts.
Oh,
to
my mistake.
Go. Yes, because this Thursday I'll be going over the Pro Bowlers, and since the Pro Bowl games is this weekend, and it's happening here in Orlando, and I'm making plans to be there. Yes, and I'll be it will give me a chance to get out of the Disney bubble. I'll be staying here at the Swan and Dolphin the next couple of nights, then I'll be overnighting on the weekend at the Wyndham near Disney Springs, and then I'll be at the Contemporary the next week. And before
that's the monorail one, right?
That is the monorail.
That's the monorail. That's right.
And yes, I went in my Disney trip in 2018. I actually stayed at a two bedroom suite up there. Unbelievable.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yes, and then I'll be heading back, and you'll see how I execute my trip in my travel log. It's a captain's log, since it's a road trip. I post them periodically during my time on the road, and to let you know what the trip has been like for me, and gives you one person's perspective on traveling. It's one of my main passions besides sports. And of course, I'll also have the Pigskin posts Tuesdays and Thursdays. And next week, naturally, I'll be previewing Super Bowl 59. And then I'll have one more Pigskin post after that, which we'll mention on the live cast. That is, of course, provided that it is indeed the last show of the season. Speaking of which, I got to get the big finish ready. And I think I'll try to do it in my resort time while I'm here. And you won't hear me very much on the live cap, but I may chime in with a couple of comments. Not all of them will be mentioned, and not all of them will be agreed with or disagree with. Not all of them. Well, you pretty much catch my drift.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down, good sir.
Yes, indeed. So, at any rate, I'll see you real soon.
Hey, enjoy Disney, enjoy the Pro Bowl games, and
no, we won't.
I'm telling Ian to enjoy it, Jay.
Oh, that's right. He's in there.
I'm wishing my padre well on his trip.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Yes,
you rank bastard. No.
Yeah, well, I must say it's more fun being there than. The best part about it is just being there. That's the most fun about it. Yes, I'll be back as we close out the season.
All right. And it was a thing. If you're a fan of Mega Man, hey, guess what we're covering? What's what we covered? The animated series. I'm a fan of Mega Man. Okay. Yeah. Mega Man, the animated series. It was a thing on TV.com. Take a listen. It's good stuff. Anywho, I think we're about to call it a show. Next show is the February 9th Big Game Watch Party. We're bringing all of the 5-1 family together to watch the Eagles and the Chiefs. Should be a blast, even if the game is not. Sports! Ian, for VRM, for Jason, my name is Chico. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Say goodnight, Jay.
Goodnight, Jay.
Goodnight, everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl.